Hey, good day, mate. How you doing?
Very well, sir. Very well indeed. How's everything with the Hollywood community?
Hey, pretty good. It's a bit nippy outside this morning, so I'll try and make this brief, but there are some interesting news.
Okay.
The latest on from Q Magazine tells us Jimi Hendrix got a new one coming out. Jimi Hendrix, live and unreleased. It's due out this month. With 3 hours of U.S. radio history from Jimi Hendrix. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. This guy has had more records released since he died than when he was alive.
Yeah.
Is Jimi Hendrix really dead? Somebody better go over there. Check the box. Make sure he's still in there,
hey,
for crying out loud.
Every year he's got more records coming out, yeah?
Unbelievable.
I'm going to verify that. I don't know if you've seen it lately, and it's kind of interesting. The latest I Society magazine, you might pick that up, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the pictures in there? Chuck Berry, he's 63 years old, right? He's totally nude in these pictures. He's got his arm around 8 naked ladies. This is in I Society.
I saw part of that on Current Affair the other night. They showed him with those girls, and they... He's 63, and the girls, they all look like they're about 20, 25 years old, so...
They showed it on the TV, eh?
Yeah, well, they blocked out, you know, the...
His ding-a-ling.
Yeah, there you go, but they actually showed it, and I guess with all that duck walking he does every now and then, he's got to let off a little bit of steam.
Yeah, also, another one of our Axl Rose is in the news again. When isn't he? He arrived at Rose's Posh's Hollywood Eye Rise late one night and started a fight out front. It continued on for 20 minutes, and then the guys disappeared. The police came, and the neighbors were all ticked off, and they posted a letter in the lobby accusing Axl Rose of being a foul-mouthed thug, a mad dog, and a coward. Hey, pretty much hitting the nail on the head on that one, eh?
What?
And he put his own letter up, offering deepest apologies for my uncontrollable actions. He went on to explain that stress management has never been my forte.
That's the bunch that got dumped from the Stones tour, eh?
Yeah, that's Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses.
Unbelievable. You know the Stones are getting older. Not only are they not kicking in TVs anymore, but a maid walked into their room on their last stop and noticed they left with all the beds made.
Oh, yeah. It just ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean, mate?
I'm hip.
My last one is my Hollywood insiders tell me about this. Dionne Warwick apparently has a contract demand. You know how, like, David Lee Roth wanted no green M&Ms or no whatever it was. He didn't want the stinking M&Ms in his backstage dressing room.
Yeah.
Well, one of their demands is that dressing room must be stocked with Cristal champagne and Popeye's fried chicken. All right, get that, huh?
That's a nice combo. So Dionne Warwick likes to eat Popeye's chicken with Cristal champagne.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. The two somehow, it's a little incongruous. How do you maintain your dignity sipping champagne while ripping chicken from the bone? I don't know if you can do it. I would have trouble doing that. I think the tulip stem glass would keep slipping through my finger.
Changing the way Washington talks.